In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Itura and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Albion. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the books of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus Christ, have those as well.
It's amazing how, as we grow older and grow, I'd like to think, wiser, perceptions can really change. Over the past semester, the deacon class, my classmates at St. Meinrad and I, are responsible for kind of doing a farewell that we do at the end of the fall semester. We call it the St. Nick's Banquet. And part of that banquet over the years has become writing a play and performing a play for the seminary and for the professors and their families. And it's a little bit, there's some humor in it, but there's also kind of some inside jokes of different, you know, different events that have happened over the course of the years or over the year. One of my classmates, who's a good friend of mine, is reserved. He doesn't talk a whole lot, but he's a very kind man. And so the running gag throughout the whole entire play was that he was a jack-in-the-box that doesn't like surprises. I know as I grow older and as I grow into adulthood, I'm starting to like surprises less and less. And as I was asking my niece, who's 8, what she wanted for Christmas, what she was hoping for, she's like, I don't know, I just want to be surprised. It's interesting, though, how as we grow older, as we grow with our responsibilities, this time of year tends to take a different turn for us. If you're a student like myself, there's oftentimes papers, exams, and the final projects that need to be completed before the Christmas holiday. There's always, for those in the workforce, there's always parties. There might be a Christmas party to go to. There are deadlines to meet. There's all kinds of expectations. And then there's the holiday season itself, the celebration of Christmas itself, which can be a time of hope, but it can also be a time of great difficulty for some people. Maybe there's a disagreement in the family, or it's impossible for you to travel and be with family and friends. Or just all the different things that come up, it makes things a little bit challenging. It can make the surprises of the holiday season a little less enjoyable. What is on your Christmas list this year? What are you hoping for? As I was reflecting on the song, O Come, Emmanuel, it was reminding me the words, you ransom captive Israel, were on my mind. In the season of Advent, we turn to the prophets. We turn to and remember what was prepared for the salvation. We remember the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. But we also remember the many prophets that were called, like the prophet Baruch, the prophet Jeremiah and Isaiah, who even though we didn't hear necessarily from their letter, there's the working of several prophets and the work that they did. They did this work in the following of the voice of God. Because even in the midst of turmoil, of being enslaved or being treated differently by the different governments that came about, there was always this underlying message of hope. The hope that they would be set free from whatever trials they were facing in their lives. As I was reflecting on the season of Advent, I was really reflecting on the message of hope. And hope reminds us that we are called and created for something greater, my brothers and sisters. We are called by God by name, and He sets us free from whatever holds us captive. As we continue to prepare the way of the Lord in our lives, a following through the history of salvation that we heard about in our readings today, how can we prepare the way of the Lord? How can we prepare for December 25th, the coming of Christ, the ransoming of sin, and setting us free for our salvation? How can we remember that this life, in the midst of its trials and its pain and its difficulties, how can we remember that we are guided to something greater? We are guided to be in communion with Christ Himself. As it was announced at the beginning of Mass this morning, we have the penance service, and that's a great way to go and be reconciled with the Lord and to let whatever is laying on your heart, whatever is weighing and holding you down, you can leave that before the Lord. Or as we continue to prepare for the transfer of a new pastor, to continue to support Father Eric Johnson with our prayers and to pray for Father Joe Feltz as he prepares to come and lead us. In the midst of that difficulty and that tension, can we remember that we're in communion with God, that in the sacrament of Himself that He pours out, in His own body and blood, that He really sustains us, just as that hopeful message that He gives us in the readings today from the prophet Baruch and from the Holy Gospel. Can we remember that God is always present with us? He was always at work in the Old Testament. We see it. We've heard it. He was at work in the Gospel. We've seen it. We've heard it. And my brothers and sisters, the same is true for us today. God is continuously at work in us, calling us to be with Him, and that no matter the struggles we face, no matter the difficulties that come in our life, there is always hope. There is always something greater that He is calling us to, so that we may be with Him for life eternal.